Home to Sakyamuni Buddha, our Master Yonghua. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our month and repentance of the Great Compassion Dhammador. So, how is everyone doing today? How was your repentance today? Anything, any remarks, any idea to share, any questions? And we, based on the powerful Dhammador of repentance of the Great Compassion Mantra, yeah, thank you for everyone for making it happen today, and everyone to help out with the preparation of the ceremony and especially the performance team, the Waino with a nice voice, and the samadhi of the team that help us to concentrate on the repentance. So that's helped a lot. To me, like, during the repentance, I feel that the power of the mantra, especially when we circumambulate it and we recite the mantra fast, it helped me to reflect to back to our mind, the mind of the ego, affliction mind, the frustration, the arrogance, a lot of things. Yeah, it helped me recognize that mind, and I feel ashamed and repent. So since that time, I feel okay. My repentance just started now. Before that, it's just something else. I don't know. But I think, I believe it's help, right? The process has been to that point. And yeah, and since that, so I feel appreciate more to the Dharma that Master allow us to do. So I hope we finished the ceremony, but the repentance will continue to go in our mind, I hope. So we can even repent more efficiently. Anyone have any question, any comments to share with us? Because the Dharma, we've been doing for a long time. I believe, I remember the first time I came to Luman Temple for the first time, and the repentance was about longer than 1.5 hours, and my concentration at that time was very weak. So just like about an hour, I feel tired and I just want to stop and leave the ceremony. But now I see it's better after a long time of keep doing it. And so I believe that helped me a lot too. Yes, number 8, please. No? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Actually, I did have something to ask, Master. I was busy reciting and chanting. At the time we were doing the ceremony, I didn't think of anything to repent about, honestly. And it's only until after I'm done, and then I thought, I could repent about something. Mm-hmm. So can I still repent? Will it still be okay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I everything. Anyone have any idea about that? Can we repent even after the ceremony? Yeah. Now, at least I believe if we still have the mind of repentance, so I think it should be okay. It will have some effect. Yes, and even if your sincerity may be the above, the Buddha and Bodhisattva, and still see your mind and accept your repentance. It depends on your sincerity, though. Right. I believe that we do it for a long time, but then the detail of the liturgy, we just read and maybe we don't have much time to pay attention to the detail of it. We just recite and then after the ceremony and we are done. I said, but then I feel the more we pay attention to the details, the more appreciate we are to the Dhamma door. So, for example, like that the detail we bow to the Bodhisattva Chongchu Wang Pusa. I'm not sure do we know who he is. Like the gathering of all the Dhamma door, the name, something like that. But yeah, I didn't know either. The name is very similar. We see it quite a few times from during the bowing and after the bowing from the beginning and bowing at the end. We have that name too. But then I do some research and found out that is actually the Astor Bodhisattva. Yeah, it's just a different name of him. So it's good to know. Yeah, so also there are the name of other Mahasattva, like we had we see the name of the medicine king Mahasattva a few times too. So I would like to introduce you to the Mahasattva in our Dhamma talk today so we know more about that. Okay, anyone have any questions, any comments? So this Mahasattva, I see the Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha in the Dhamma Flower Sutra mentioned. I have a whole chapter to mention about the practice of this Mahasattva when he it's very long time ago, many aeons ago. So he so the Buddha talked about his practice at that time. So he's known for to burn his body to offer to the Buddha and offer to the Dhamma, especially the Dhamma door, the Dhamma Flower Sutra. So whoever recite the Dhamma Flower Sutra before we may be aware of that. Yes, just burning out the body is very difficult to do, right? I remember once I was in Korea, so Venerable Xianan took us to a group of us to a temple there. So there a sunim there who burned his finger to offer to the triple jewel. So we have a good opportunity to meet and pay respect to him. It was a quite very nice experience to see in that time. Yeah, so we can start introduce this Mahasattva. This is just an image on the internet. It's just a simple drawing of the Mahasattva, but then He characterized by holding the leaf of medicine on his right hand, and the left hand is just relaxed. The left hand is relaxed on the his thigh. So the Shakyamuni Buddha talk about the Buddha of the past, named virtue, pure and bright, like the sun and moon. That's come one. The Buddha have ten names there of Buddha. That's the first come one, one worthy of offerings. So one of proper and pervasive knowledge, when perfect in understanding and conduct, well-gone one who understands the world, the unsurpassed knight, taming and subduing hero, teachers of gods and human, Buddha and world honored one. So that's 10 different names of a Buddha. I think Master only talk about that in I think the Kalamuti Sutra or the lecture and the flower adornment lecture. So the Buddha, this Buddha have the lifespan of 42,000 aeons. So the aeons is a very, very long, countless time limit. So it's uncountable, but just an example. So also the his bodhisattvas and mahasattva have the same life lengths. So that Buddha have 80 codes of great bodhisattva and mahasattva. So codes is just a unit of measurement of time in Sanskrit, and it stands for 10 million years. So that Buddha have that's a big amount, or even if it refer to countless number too. So it can have different meaning. The word codes. So, and a great assembly of sound hearers, equal to the number of the sand grains in 72 Ganges rivers. So, when in Buddhism, when we refer to the grains in Ganges River, that means countless too. So, but at the end, I don't know how it's 72 countless of something. I have no idea what it is. Maybe it's just the Buddha mind can capture that, but our ordinary mind, we don't know how much it is. So, so the head of the Bodhisattva or Mahasattva in the assembly of that Buddha have the Bodhisattva name all beings delight in seeing. And because of that Bodhisattva and the rest of Bodhisattva and all of the sound hearers, so the Buddha spoke the Dhamma Flower Sutra to the whole assembly. So we're just talking about specific time of the that involve the practice of the Mahasattva, the Bodhisattva called All Beings Delight in Seeing at that time. So he enjoyed, the Bodhisattva enjoyed the practicing asceticism. So as we know, asceticism is involved of, I think, 12 or 13 different activity that quite a few monks like to to do, like you have one meal a day and sleep in a cemetery or under the tree and never lie down or something like that. It's very difficult to do. So that a lot of monks to practice that. So this Bodhisattva enjoy practicing that kind of practice too. So because the Dharma of the Buddha and the Bodhisattva apply vigor and single-mindedly seeking the Buddhahood for 12,000 years. So he have a single-minded, he's become single-minded for that long time. So imagine how long he can concentrate. So because of the result of that concentration, he obtained the samadhi of the manifestation of all physical forms. So he can manifest any form that help a living being. So Master Xuan Hua in his commentary of this Dharma Flower Sutra, he said that Bodhisattva need to who want to help the being, so they have to manifest in the same form with the being. So like example, they want to help a human, they have to appear in the human form. Or if you want to help an animal, so you have to appear in the animal form. Or even an evil person, so you have to appear in the evil person to do the bad thing together with that person. And then at the end, then the retribution come, so they receive the bad retribution, and then it's the opportunity for the Bodhisattva to talk about that to the person who did the bad deeds, and then the Bodhisattva have the chance to teach them. So that's how they can help even bad people. So having obtained this samadhi, and if you rejoice greatly and immediately thought he should make an offer to the Buddha and Dharma Flower Sutra. And then when he had that thought, he get out of samadhi, and then he enter samadhi again. So to make a trend of Mandarava flowers and Mahamandarava flowers from space. So in Buddhism, we know that when usually the heavenly beings or Bodhisattva or whoever want to offer to the Buddha on the assembly, they usually offer the Mandarava flowers. Also, the chandala powder is the finally ground and hard black and chandana. Also fill the sky and descended like clouds. And there ran up incense of chandana from Jambuvipa. So that's the name of the our earth. In Sanskrit, Jambudeva. So then six kashas of that, that's a small piece of chandana, six pieces that works the entire the Saha world. So we can imagine it's a lot of the material that the Bodhisattva offered to Buddha is like very invaluable to us, right? So having made this offering, so he arose from samadhi. So after offering up all those flower and incense, and so he had a thought that it's not good enough. So he have a thought of different offering. He says he want to burn his body. In here also we have a commentary from Master Tsinghua that the Master Tsinghua said this kind of samadhi, there's no entering or leaving the samadhi. It's no one enter or leaving samadhi. It just say even like that, but it stay that stay of Bodhisattva, and we just say that, but actually there are no entering or no leaving from samadhi. So I don't know what that is, but just that the teaching of the patriarch, so we just accept it, and hopefully someday we will experience that state. Any question, any comments? So then with that thought, he swallowed incense of many kinds like chandana, kundurula. I think we have an explanation. Chandana actually is sandalwood, and kunduruka is a Sanskrit word for this kind of flower, but with a lot of fragrance. From the boswellia tree, and it was used in ancient India for incense in rituals as well as in medicine. And it's believed to have the protective property against evil spirits, so that the Bodhisattva consume a lot of that, those kind of incense. And he also drank a lot of oil. For a full 1200 years, it took 1200 years for him to consume that oil amount for the preparation before his burning of the body. So he also smeared himself with fragrant oil, and in the presence of the Buddha, he wrapped himself in heavenly jewel robes and poured the fragrant oils over himself. And then he entered samadhi and used the power of the concentration to burn the body. He doesn't yield the external fire. So so Master Xunho also comments on this, that he said, maybe you can think that the body, when it's burning, it does smell good. So why you want to offer that smell to Buddha and the assembly? So, but Master Xunho said it's the Buddha that didn't see like that, but see that since the Bodhisattva can enter that samadhi and burn himself by using that his own concentration, so that he only doesn't attach to the body anymore. So it's so that is the actual offering. Then it's just the burning of the body. So even to our ordinary people, we see the smell from the flesh body, but then because of the detachment of the Bodhisattva from his body, so the Buddha sees it as pure. So the light from the burning is shown throughout the world in a number of to the grains of sand in 80 kodis of Ganges River. So here again we have another time of 80 kodis of Ganges River referred to countless number of the world in the universe. So then his body burned for 1200 years. So after the body is finished burning, and then he get reborn again in the same country where at that time the Buddha of virtue, pure and bright, like the sun and moon, still in the world at that time. So he was reborn by transformation to the king of the country at that time. So then after the transformation, he was sitting in the lotus and talked to the father. Actually, Master Ching Hoa just said he called father, but it's not real father because he was born by transformation, not just like born like from the womb of the mom like our human being. So even he calls father, but it's not really not a real father. He just called father. So he said that Buddha, virtue, pure and bright, like the sun and moon, is still present in the world. So before that, after making the offering to that Buddha, he gained the dharani of understanding the speech of all living beings. So he would like the king to bring him to the Buddha and make a different offerings to the Buddha. So he keep continue to offer to the Buddha. That's his practice at that time. So then he sat on a platform made of the seven treasures, rose up into space, and flew to the Buddha's place and bowed the Buddha with the hands at the Buddha's feet and placed his ten fingers together and spoke the verse to praise the Buddha. So how amazing and rare the countenance with its lines shining in the ten directions I formerly made offerings and to you, to whom I now behold once again. So because he's very happy to see the Buddha again, so he keeps saying, world honor one, world honor one, you are still in the world. Yes, number two, please.
I'm just confused how he remembers after he died, because he made offerings in the past life, right? And so the next life, then how does he remember that?
Good question. Wow. How do he remember that? Oh, anyone have any idea how he remember his past life? This number three, please.
Thưa thầy, con nghĩ là ngài không phải là giống như cái body của mình mà ngài dụng bằng cái chân tâm, chứ không phải là dụng bằng cái body, thì cho nên bao nhiêu kiếp các ngài vẫn nhớ được hết, đâu có dụng bằng cái chân tâm của mình, cái Phật tánh của mình.
Omitofu Master, I think that he doesn't use the same body as we use, and he uses his mind. So no matter how many lifetimes, within his Buddha nature, he still remembers.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Anyone else? I think if we learn Buddhism, we know there's a spiritual power is called that help people to know about their past life, right? We will mention about that quite a few times during our practice. So I believe some people have that kind of power. They can see and remember their life in the past. Especially in this case, this Bodhisattva just were reborn in by transformation. He doesn't get into the flesh body and a human being. So there less obstruction to have the spiritual, the penetration of the spiritual power. So I believe in, I'm not him, so I don't know, but that's my guess. So because the Buddha, virtue, pure and bright like the sun and moon, told the Bodhisattvas that, okay, it's good time, and you come back, so it's time for me to leave. So the Buddha decided to enter samadhi and asked the Bodhisattva for the preparation for him to enter nirvana. So he told the Bodhisattva that, good man, you and I entrust you and all the Bodhisattvas and great disciple, and with the Buddha Dharma, also with the Dharma of Anuddha, Sammyakya, Sambodhi. The Buddha fruition. So the Buddha entrusted to him the words of the seven treasures throughout the 3,000 great thousand world system. And with their jewel trees, jewel terraces, and gods in waiting. So after the Buddha entered Nirvana, so he wanted the Bodhisattva to collect the relics and makes stupas and then offer to the relics stupas. So we are preparing for our next relics exhibit, right? So in this way, the Buddha have commanded the Bodhisattva in the last watch of the night to enter nirvana. So after the Buddha went into stillness, and so the Bodhisattva was sorely grieved and longs for the Buddha. So then he following the instruction of the Buddha, he built a lot of stupas to store the sariras, and he started his offering too. His offer with the banners and canopies and many jewels. So, but then he feels that it's still not enough. Still not enough again, like it's happened before. He offered things outside of him, and then he didn't feel that enough. And now it's time to think that, okay, I need to burn my body again. Yes. So he starts burning his two arms to offer to the Buddha. But then after burning, and then the assembly, he's see him without the two arms, so they were sad. They became sad because the body is not complete. So they sad. But then the Bodhisattva said, don't worry because of my vow. So if he can it really attain that samadhi that can manifest all the physical form, and then he vowed that with he will his arm will appear again. So then after that, arms appear again. That's a story. So then all the assemblies was very happy with that. So that's pretty much the practice of the Bodhisattva, all beings delight in seeing at that time. So we come back to Shakyamuni Buddha. So he taught that Bodhisattva is the medicine king Bodhisattva that time. But there another sutra that mentioned why the Bodhisattva has the name of a medicine king. Actually, he at that time he was a lay person, and he offered a lot of medicine to the Buddha, in a different Buddha. But then he does that offering. He offered a lot of medicine to the Buddha and the Sangha and the assembly to help them to cure their sickness, even the body or the mind. And then, because the people who have to get the cure from their disease, and they started calling him the medicine king Bodhisattva. That's he got the name. So that's one of the practice of the Mahasattva. So anyone have any question, any comments? So if not, we can stop here today. We have the red flag here, so I think we have to do the life lengthening transference. So we take some time to do that. So we stop here. Thank you for joining, everyone.